This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. An entire county in northwestern Spain is on lockdown because authorities fear a new COVID-19 outbreak, even though the Spanish government has ended a nationwide lockdown. Officials in La Marina in the Galicia region placed all 70,000 residents in a countywide quarantine after several bars in the area reported new cases. Only essential travel in and out of the county is allowed, and gatherings of more than 10 people are forbidden. The lockdown will be in place through Friday. Spain has been one of Europe's COVID-19 hotspots, with more than 250,000 cases and 28,000 deaths. But the central government has begun easing travel restrictions and other measures. El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele has put the next phase of his country's reopening on hold for 2 weeks because of a 50% jump in the number of coronavirus cases in the last several days. Indian authorities have extended their lockdown on businesses, monuments, and other attractions in Agra, including the Taj Mahal, as the number of coronavirus cases in that country continues to jump. Nearly 25,000 new cases and more than 600 deaths were reported in India on Sunday. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has announced some harsh measures against individuals and businesses who he says aren't doing their part to fight COVID-19. State services will be cut off to people who won't wear a mask. And businesses and offices that do not comply with social distancing and other measures will be shut for a week. Iranian authorities reported a new record number of deaths on Sunday, 163. That brings the total number of coronavirus deaths in the Islamic Republic to more than 11,000. And more than 1,000 people held a mass prayer Sunday on the Indonesian island of Bali as the resort gets ready to welcome visitors once again. VOA News. In Tokyo, exit polls show voters on Sunday re-elected Yuriko Koike, governor, because of what observers say was her straightforward handling of the coronavirus outbreak. But Koike predicted a second wave of COVID-19 and said this is a critical time to prepare. The number of new cases in Tokyo exceeded 100 for the fourth day in a row Sunday. Japan was to have been hosting the Summer Olympics this month, but the coronavirus pandemic has forced a one-year postponement. A recent Japanese newspaper poll shows more than half of the people in Japan want the games to be postponed further or canceled outright. And Japanese meteorologists are warning residents in Kumamoto in southwestern Japan to be on alert for more heavy rain. Floods and mudslides in the past few days have left at least 34 people dead and dozens either missing or trapped in flooded areas. Forecasters say torrential downpours are expected to continue Monday and Tuesday. Authorities in Kumamoto say many of the 200,000 residents ignored recommendations to evacuate because of the coronavirus, preferring instead to stay home and take their chances with weather. Officials say many of the dead and missing are elderly residents of a nursing home near the river. Sudan's police chief and his deputy were fired on Sunday, the transitional government said, days after large protests demanding more measures against officials linked to ousted President Omar al-Bashir. One person was killed and several others injured during largely peaceful demonstrations across Sudan on Tuesday, as tens of thousands of people took to the streets demanding faster reform and a greater role for civilians in the country's transition toward democracy. Protesters and pro-democracy groups link the two fired police officials with the administration of Bashir, who was removed from power in April 2019 after months of protests. And a pair of rocket attacks targeted American diplomatic and military installations overnight. That was according to Iraq's security forces on Sunday. In the United States, Governor Larry Hogan in the eastern state of Maryland rebuked Baltimore city officials on Sunday for allowing demonstrators to topple a statue of Christopher Columbus, the Italian explorer who first landed in the Americas in 1492. About 300 cheering protesters attached chains to the statue in Baltimore's Little Italy neighborhood Saturday night and yanked the statue down. They broke it into pieces and heaved them into the city's inner harbor. A national holiday honors Columbus in the United States each October, but leftist protesters have increasingly spoken out against him as a symbol of colonialism and exploitation of indigenous people. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.